I like the different flavors. It's just it may happen too, just coincidentally. I've never so
even same chini,
like nikiangalia body count yangu, a few things that I see. Number one,
unajua body count yako?
Yeah, of course najua. Swezi sema in public.
But unajua?
Yeah, I used to keep records. I used
to what? Unauliza like you lost count.
Not least. The funny thing is, kuna wale Swezi kumukata sura and that fucks with my mind.
Really?
Yes, kuna watu naweza pitana na yeye na sikumbuki sura.
Kwani mkonyana sana? You have track of your body count?
So kabla tuanze, hata nikuulize Joe, ushaingia linebet.com? linebet.com is the best betting company. Kwa nini? Your earnings zinakujaga zikiwa 100%. Na saa hizi ukijoin, unaweza get 100% bonus ukitumia promo code ya Econene. So baki umeingia kwa linebet.com. Alafu ikam kwa stories za betting, pia lazima nikukumbushe, stop when the fun stops. That means ukianza kulose, unaanza kulose, una feel ni kama zi, usitry kurecover, baki ume stop. Kesho pia ni siku, lakini kama uko na winning streak, the best betting company yako, of course, ni Linebet. Because Linebet inakupatia earnings zako bila kukata ushuru. So linebet.com, back you may join. Alafu make sure umetumia promo code Econene. Coming up with these bullshit things like historia mobile studios, I've ranted about it enough. Like, we don't have Kenyan music. Do you think we have we don't have enough studios? Like, when you think about Kenyan music, do you think we need more studios?
I mean, I know a lot of studios, but maybe it's because I operate in that industry. Now, do we have a problem with studios? I don't think we have an issue with studios.
Yeah.
I think we have way more issues. Maybe before you start building a studio, I'd rather you first correct the mess that is MCSK. Because regulations ziko.
Yeah.
Mia, if you can count as a leo to automate system in MCSK, because you can't tell me that you spend half what you collect to pay yourselves, pay rent, do what? No business runs like that.
Yeah.
So Why build studios when these artists will never make money from their music? How inasaidia nini? That's why mimi niko keen on these institutions.
Yeah.
Our main problem and shortcoming is the institutions. So that's why if you put me in parliament now, I don't think regardless of how much I want to help, I won't do much.
Yeah.
I could do what I could do. I won't have as much impact as I could because your institution to work. I work. So to correct your institution kwanza. We could build 1,000 studios and then what?
Yeah.
So you have all this nice music. Like now we have all these kids with such nice music that is being played everywhere. You go out, I go out, you go everywhere. These kids are not making any money from this music. So atu wajenge studio nakaje, and then what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my biggest issue is the institutions. The institutions is my biggest problem.
Now, so Jay-Z studios, they are what? They're just cash cows.
Studio Mtaani. Is it Studio Mtaani?
Utaona ile bei. Like eventually when they... prices come out. It's going to be some ridiculous prices. These guys are going to build houses. They are going to do... It's about them. It's never about the artists.
That's what I mean, man.
And that's what I need. I love when I just saw CC Kama podcasters. You have that thing where you really want this guy to show up on your show. And you also want to be a podcaster and say things that the mainstream media can never say. Like, for
why
example...
Why don't you have him and ask him those questions?
By the time we were shooting this show, he was supposed to show up mbele ya... the whatever committee, and he's out of the country.
Yeah,
he was being asked about your budget because kuna hii nimetokea majuzi. So alikuwa anataka aende abonge jack. He's out of the country in quotes, so he's not accountable. He's used to pia unajua some as a history ya mheshimiwa na unakuja hivi you kiss the ass. I love like you're still bado hujafika 30, you're 20.
No, I'm 29 now.
You're 29 right now. So on Friday I was telling you young people in Konambia,
wow,
never accept. Even Ian is a youth. I was saying never accept for anyone to call you a youth. And the example I was giving was, if you look at American politics, because we always look at America because it's this place where capitalism works and everything works, and we look at their elections. Their elections might be full of shit. They are tribal kama zetu. Tribe kwa of course ni race. But utapata, if Biden wakes up, he'll talk about creating jobs. He'll never talk about the youth. Because when someone calls you a youth, they're treating you like a child. That's why they'll tell you, "Ni aje buda, we acha nikufungulia studio." Like, no, you're a governor. Don't open up a studio.
Yes.
Let's create industries that can employ people. Scam. Alafu utakamna ile story unaenda Dandora uko like, "Unajua nyinyi ma youth wa ghetto mnakuwa na talent." talent is everywhere. Talent does not give a fuck about your like place umezaliwa. Mm. Bob Marley alikuwa mtu wa ghetto, watoi wake ni watoi wa millionaire. You can't fuck with Damian Marley, Steven Marley if it comes to talent. Mm. So there's this bullshit mufili like watu kitwa youth Kenya, it means you're being treated like a child. So that's why someone is telling you, let me open a studio for you, acha nikufungulie choo hicho mtakuwa mkilipisha wasi 5 bob. Unajua 5 bob, 5 bob na mna split like 10 people, what, how is it going to change your life?
So that's the whole plan. You remain dependent on them because ukiomoka wanajua hawata control.
Yeah, so yeah. You now as a youth una feel kuna hiyo mnafaa kuitwa kama
youth. Sasa unasema ni sito youth na usha niita youth.
This is hasa unasema since it's a normal thing in Kenya.
Yeah, I got you.
So do you feel like your youth makes people be treated like they don't have bills? Because I always feel like ukiitwa youth una treat you like bado hauna bills.
I don't know if it's a thing with unajua ile kitu ya in, I don't know, wanasemanga in African tradition ama there's even the days Sifuna was debating the other guy from Pokoma traditions whatnot. respect the elder. And then I feel like more of my generation was say wako more of respect is earned.
Yes.
Like I'll definitely accord you respect as someone who's older than me, but I'll like don't cross it. No, no, like don't step on me yet because you are older than me, because when I expect that retaliate.
Yeah.
So hii mambo ya youth na nini, mimi I'm all for young people to be involved in governance, because unaona kama saa hizi venye tukiongea mambo ya legalization, saa hizi our parents is such a taboo.
Yes.
So ni impossible for generation yao ku legalize.
Yes.
Sasa imagine in the next 10 years hawatakuwa in office. In the next 10 years kutakuwa na more younger people. Hata kama watakuwa young and wase wenye size, it's normal to them. In the next 10 years wakiwa 40 ama 30, it will be such a normal thing. So it will be easier to talk about legalization because it's not a taboo to them.
Yeah, yeah.
So zile tools zenye wewe ulikuwa need ukiwa 29, I don't know, how old are you, Mwaf?
Yeah, I'm turning 44 this year.
For real?
Yeah, man. Me, I've been around, man.
44 is, that's a nice number.
Yeah, yeah.
44. Now, when you're 29, you didn't need the same tools that I need now.
Yes.
So much has changed. The world has changed. I mean, I need very different tools to navigate this system.
Yeah.
So when people why age what are in their 40s and most of them, some of them who have interest in politics actually pursue politics, our conversations will be a bit different. So I have hope in we are going to make progress. How fast, I don't know. Because again, these institutions na kuanga pass down to generations. Ukienda kina city hall, kina nini, there's people who've been there for 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
And these are guys who make critical decisions. So they've been there because the system wants them to be there. Because them being there, they're able to manipulate the system.
Yeah.
So mimi, hata kama I'm very qualified to do that job, siwezi patiwa. Because the ins and the ninis zina run, unaona. Now, as long as we have those people in office, it's going to take a while. But the good thing is, these guys will never be in office forever, bro.
Yeah.
Unajua equalize their life na kuanga nini age too. Amnesia ta kick in. Mwanaka Biden, saizi manzi anaendanga, anaanguka, anashtuka. Then, sasa zingine anaanza kusalimia wase imaginary, unaona, ile ya kucheck nini. I'm like, fuck, undo president wa.
The most powerful country in the world.
Imagine.
Akona nuclear codes.
Yeah, Biden.
Akona nuclear codes.
Imagine.
But history of Biden.
Another by mistake, bro.
History of Biden, like, what do you think is the end game hapa? Because at some point na feel ni kama, maybe wanataka ashinde because he's white. And then at some point I stepped down for Kamala, because it does not make sense to me why he's still running this year. Like, it's gotten so bad.
He can barely walk.
So that's how you know Democrats in the States are fucked up. Because what option do they have? And kumbuka, Trump is very popular.
Yeah.
And it looks like Trump, I don't know, it feels like Trump might come back.
Yeah.
Democrats, okay, because I don't know too much about American politics, but what I know is I don't see how Biden is going to win over Trump.
Yeah.
Kwanza hizo campaigns nataka kushika vizuri. Na unajua na Trump I feel like Trump would win. Cuz sioni, I don't see how if they vote back Biden. Then hata mimi sasa nitawasha tu mkono.
Cuz Biden afikiri kitu inaenda kumletea shida. Unajua hii country jua tuwezi taja. Ni history ya Israel vibration. The Middle East. Yeah. Nafikiri itamletea shida cuz kuna Democrats unajua utakaga ku identify with the minorities. So for them to see like it will happen your side, na feel kama inaenda kufanya some of the people who would have voted for him amwe ni aje si vote. Na akiamua si vote, what's going to happen? Of course nani ana benefit from that. So yeah, every time you don't vote, the other person
the
benefits.
Other person benefits.
So what were Trump on the other side, unajua kuna ile like the tribe ni we are losing America, unajua, which is white, like we want to keep America white.
Yeah.
So na feel ni kama watatokea kwa wingi kabisa.
I think the Democrats, because I've forgotten names. Because I believe they have stronger candidates.
Yeah.
Younger people who could be more appealing. And the good thing na huko ni ukipata tu your backing ya party. It's like ukipata certificate ya ODM Kibera.
Yeah.
Ama Kisumu.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. Like wewe hata campaign yako mingi ni ya preliminaries. After hapo unajua tu unangoja tu, no.
Yeah.
So I think if they wakifield a stronger, younger, more appealing candidate, and I'm sure they have, then they stand a chance. Otherwise, ikibaki tu ni Biden na Trump, mimi naona tu ni Trump atashinda.
Yeah, Trump atashinda. Alafu, wo wachio kitu, because funny enough, I always find myself watching it.
It's the American nini?
Yeah. Like, musu maga, Buddha star watch you jinga. Alafu, najipata jo sana, ne usiku
jingo kale.
We can now call, because one of the things I love about it is, they call it so quick.
Yes.
Like, inanza gaivi, by saa tisa asubuhi tushajua who has won, and then we can go about our shit.
So I may see highlights. That. I don't follow. I see highlights. Even the election in Kenya, I just see highlights.
Yeah. You passed the election in Kenya? Will you vote?
No, I didn't vote.
Yeah.
I didn't vote.
Yeah. Because I know so many people who didn't vote.
Yes. I also didn't vote. I didn't vote, but it was just a conscious decision. I was not a supporter of either of the parties. Yeah. So.
But Saizusha, you've gotten out of that ideal world, I hope.
No, I have. I know. I agree. I should have voted, and maybe because even if I didn't want to vote for certain positions, there's positions I could have voted.
Yeah.
So
I love Uzile. There's always one person who's they're different.
Yeah.
So.
So the next one I'll vote. I'll vote. Of course, so that I'll just pick whoever I believe. I'll be more involved. Yeah. Ingin, I was very disengaged. I was very disengaged. Yeah. So I was not too involved to even know the ins and the outs. So I just didn't bother.
Yeah,
nilikuwa very desensitized.
Because I feel like that's, if you had to ask me the reason why Gava ina feel threatened at TikTok, the fact that people right now are wanna try kuambia Gen Z, this thing actually matters. Like, you want faster internet? Vote. Yeah, that's like internet speeds tuko nazo. I remember thinking about nikiwa Langata. Nilitoka Langata in 2018, 2019 that is. And the speeds that I used to see kwa wall za Safaricom are still the same speeds we have 6 years later. So it shows you, like, internet, which is creating a lot of jobs, it's not getting cheaper, in quotes. Sijui kama ni nerd, unajua kina Wi-Fi 6, Wi-Fi 7, you know all that shit?
I don't care.
So, Wi-Fi 6 penetrates walls easily, yes? Wi-Fi 7 is even more crazier.
Okay.
We are still on Wi-Fi 5, we are not moving, Safaricom is there. Biggest company in East and Central Africa, the highest profits. If you are to ask them, why the fuck don't we have Wi-Fi 6? They have no reason. Na cheki.
Hilo atakuwa like, there's no penetration. Like, are there some providers who have it?
See, as long as ukona hizo cables, it's now about the equipment. So all they need kuja ni kuja kuchange a router. So now we have a Wi-Fi 6 enabled router. And now with that, we are penetrating walls. It's more stable. It's just nila too shit here. It's a monopoly.
Okay.
Which is not good for us.
Facts.
But no one cares. And then wale wasi wako juu, when they look at internet, they don't think about its power. They think about what they can tax. Instead of, let's make it cheaper, we are going to create more jobs. After we create more jobs, we'll have that tax base. Like, people will have spending power. Like, what? So kuna vitu kama hizo. So those are the things natrai kuangalia. Like, maybe these are the things that need to be discussed. But pia hii gaba. Because internet may create jobs.
Yeah.
I think may exist hapa kwa hii space jua internet.
Fact, yeah.
Yeah.
But Gavan wajanja, bro. Like me, from the dealings, maybe a few guys just say in politics is, they're very aware. They're very aware. They are like a step ahead of the rest of us. You know, it's like a good analogy will be a musician. So Saizi, if I'm an Octopus fan, me na anticipate the next release. Like in yepe nyuko anajua the next release, anajua ata drop when. Maybe I shoot video. Like, I'm always ahead.
Yeah.
They have a lot of data that they work with. So yeah. when even the story of Cambridge Analytica break, I was not surprised because any proper campaign, hata last year when the campaigns liraniwa, no campaign eti wanamkanga tu wanasema eti imefika time ya kucampaign twende. So between now and 2027, there's a lot of guys hired in these offices when you wanna analyze two data. Na kuanalyze your data ni, it goes down to as simple as Mwafrika na rich, iko nini na rich demographic gani?
Yeah.
What is the age bracket in a listen sana? Now, our potential votes ni gani? And then they break it down to wako wapi sasa. How many of these guys are in Westlands? How many in Kibera? This data, they have access to a lot of this data and yeah. they actually base their campaigns based off these things. So in that regard, wanakuwa kwa step ahead.
Yeah.
So to the normal mwananchi, when campaigns naanza and then they're out here, you think sasa ndo wao wameanza. Soon as I got in office, walianza kuanalyze data. Already they know, hii ingini likuwa, walikuwa, the Kenya Kwanza wao likuwa wase wa Hustler,
yeah.
Wilbur Onini. Hizo ni vitu, hizo ni philosophies na vitu zilikuwa created already. Wao walikuwa wanajua hiyo ndio route wanaenda ile ya you know the previous regime yenye walikuwa part of lakini hiyo ndio ilikuwa. So all these things even now as tukifikiria oh now what's going to happen, who's going to stand against Ruto, what's going to go, Ruto will come back, they'll come back with a new face, they'll rebrand, then they'll have a new slogan, a new whatever, and itakuwa something that between now and then wame analyze data, wamesema this is the best way to attack it. So in that regard they are a step ahead. So wanajua the only way to control people is to change how they think or to keep them out, keep them poor. Yeah, if you get into my mind you can control me. Ama you keep me poor so I depend on you.
And that's why nasema bila umesema wanajua. I think wameanza ku notice TikTok hii. Yenda kuchanua ma Gen Z. Wasahau. Wacha tuache ku dance twende to vote.
And I can keep you dancing. Can guarantee you. If you keep doing this pod when the election comes closer to you'll see how much money you'll be offered to host guys here. Because now they've started noticing mainstream media doesn't have many people like radio.
It has become alternative. Radio is
just dead, bro. Kifanya event as mic check na guaranteed. So is it to pick your biggest urban station? Forget vernacular. No. Urban too. Pick an urban station and they announce a show on air only. Kuna poster au social media, kuna nini? Ama ku influence anything. Mimi niende kwa hiyo mic ni announce your show. Pick Nyayo wa pick Kasarani. Kama account wa say.
Yeah, natua.
So they now they know, and I can guarantee you, you'll see. You'll be offered money, even if you won't be offered money, and you'll decide whether you want to take it or not. Is most of them will reach out because they know you have a demographic that they're very interested in. Hii demographic ya Gen Z imewachanganya sana. And sasa sisi we have that. So sisi we have campus guys who don't want to vote because all along wanna believe vote yao high count. And then, but they need those votes.
Now ndo saizi tunaambia joint counts. Wacha iende ibiwe, you just vote. Exactly. Just do your part.
So now wanna need, hii demographic yetu wanaipenda sana.
I think this time ni kuambia wase joi, abstinence is for sex bana, it's not for voting bana.
True. Mimi from I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
I'll be active.
Hey, alafu nini? Kuna kitu moja lazima nikuulize. Kuna kitu tulibonga na Ian on Friday.
Yeah.
But and then even on the thumbnail nilikuweka nikajiweka alafu nikaweka kali.
I saw it. Kikakali katikati. Najua na huko mwisho kando. Yeah, niko like ala.
So niko nataka kuuliza hii story.
Ojina
Kevo K-Force.
Yeah.
So the story was Kevo K-Force alikuwa ameandika kitu like rappers need to stop just rhyming words blah blah blah.
Basically alikuwa ameongea juu ya OG.
Yeah, was it that? Cuz funny thing is when I saw that I didn't feel that way. But now the interesting part hii kitu ilikuwa when OG said haha hata sina ubaya, Kevo inspired me to rap. Sasa nikiona saa zingine anaongea vitu kama hizi na katika sababu sitakagi kumkosea heshima. He knows me. Let people rap hii mambo ya dia msanii wa chia tu wa podcast. Nikashindwa like what the fuck have we done? Wajua zile ile 50 cent ya what did I do?
Yeah. Mimi kwanza niliona hiyo ni kama a little big up.
Yeah.
You know why? Because hakusema iti ya chia wa already wa manini. Na manisha pia OG anajua in terms of media with the new media.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Basically I think Kenya anasema tu ni wewe kama rapper kazi yako ni kurap.
Yeah.
Mambo ya conversations around music wachia wasewa media.
Oh, okay.
But sisi we are the new media. Mimi that's how I saw it.
Okay.
So akisama achia podcasters hii, I think unexpected. If I think ingekuwa ni wewe na Ian mko hapa mna discuss the new Calligraph song, anajua ndo job yako. Unaona? Mimi when I speak to Kali on phone, even if it's about his music ama about the pod ama nini,
yeah.
He when I ask him to come on the pod, he knows hiyo ndo job yangu.
Yeah.
So when the song comes out, I'll talk about it, and my opinion is my opinion, and he'll respect that. But I think he'll take it differently if it comes from another musician.
Oh, okay.
So mimi actually when nilione hivyo mimi nilona kama ana to big up Sisi, lakini atajui. I don't think he did it intentionally. It's just that to him, this into the new media.
Yeah.
So when the radio, when the Corina ngenge jump off aongea about the new Kali song, hiyo size is irrelevant. Wewe ni more relevant wewe kujapo aongea about the new Kali song. I didn't think he did it intentionally, but we are the new media. Mimi niliona kama na to big up. Wanasema ai buda. Mambo ya sijui hip hop imefanya nini, rhymes nini, achia achia mwafa aongea story, unaona? Wewe unafaa enda studio uniambie hizo vitu. That's how I've taken it. Like if K-Force put out a song and address this, I think Calligraph would ange kwa more understanding of it, because this is a rapper and that is the language that rappers speak.
Okay.
This is how I look at it. So mi kwanza venye niliona hivi nilikuwa like, ah, mi na feel nimebigiwa up.
Yeah, because mi nilifeel nika anasema that podcasters are saying DM sani, because me that's one of the things I never talk about. I always feel like the impact music ime have kwa life yangu, it's been so good, like opening up my world view, like everything about me, it's because of hip hop and reggae, najua, like it influenced so much. So and then nika go through the part where I saw a lot of musicians living like really badly, like watu wana suffer, watu wana what. So by the time akina Kali wanafika and I'm seeing people driving Range Rovers and building houses, I'm there like, it works. I can never tell you what to do if it's not only paying your bills, it's making you wealthy, not even rich. Do you mean like, hey, big up Buddha. Even if you woke up and decided unaenda kuraimjia, I don't know what the fuck, I don't give a fuck, as long as it works and it pays bills and other people gravitate towards it, I have nothing to say about that. Me, I'll just appreciate and keep it moving.
I think also music, guys need to give musicians a break, especially if genuinely you don't really understand how this thing works. Achana tunayo. Because even if you criticize Kali, maybe you don't like whatever, if you go by what K-Force anasema, meaning hakuna nini na manini, it doesn't make Kali less of a good rapper. Kali can still make whatever song Kali wants now. Like Kali amefika level yenye he can make commercial music. Kali can make proper rap music. Kali can rap about, you know, give Kali a topic and he can stick to it and rap and still make sense and flow and do whatever, you know. So OG penye amefika anajua Kenya na work. So leo ojira tuwa ngoma enye anajua iki drop kesho kwa stage, ata post video tuwa na crowd reaction. Then in between ata post beat a rap tu. Then ata kuja kuimbie, akuja kuimbie ngoma zingine kama yego nini. So Kali, I think Kali akona catalog enough enye he can do whatever he wants. And you can't box him. You can't box him, you know. Ni kama saizi, nini, if you decide you want to do a new segment on Iko Nini, and then wasoko like, ah, Z, I'm like, no, let Mwafu do what Mwafu wants, you know. Si uko na hizo segments zingine there's na bamba zenye utaendelea kufanya, so ndo unaona. So
ayo aso unajuaga jo,
tuache box wasanii, because musicians ndo wana get a lot of this, unajua. Biena kufanya kitu leo like, ah, Z, stick to wewe, wacha sasa unataka ya stick to Kenya amekuwa akifanya all along. Anyway, already anaweza fanyia shit akitaka. Ni comfortable playground. So mimi I'm always like, size if Calligraph says he's dropping an album, mimi my favorite thing to do when I have a new project and not a single, like an entire body of work, is I like to go on a drive, and then I listen to it. My first listen, mimi I just want to listen to it on a drive. So if Cali says he's dropping today, I want, and this is something I had to unlearn, nimejifundisha for a while. I'll start listening to that Calligraph album with a very open mind. Like, I won't go in with any expectation. That way, I'm able to really consume the music from my own perspective as a consumer, but also I'll be very open to get whatever the artist made. If I go in with my own expectation, sometimes was also disappointed, oh, I didn't like this, but doesn't mean it's a bad project. Well, you didn't like it because wewe ulisketu ni ya Calligraph, expect you wanted this, and you're not willing to take this regardless of how good it was. It's just different, which is why
yeah.
So if you can just give sometimes music a chance, just give musicians a chance.
Yeah
Of course kuna wale wenye ni wana waste to time kwa sangi industry zote ziko nao, but if it's an artist that is a really talented person, as talented as Kali is, sometimes just give him a chance. And it's okay, you don't have to like all the Khaligraph songs. Hata mimi kuna zinispendi. Which is fine. Test on preference.
Yeah.
But kuna nyingi zenye napenda pia, so.
So nini, do you, when you best na moja au kwa Facebook or Twitter?
So, Bro, I don't know the last time I ever used Facebook. Yeah. I do have a Facebook account. So Juzi nime create Facebook. Yeah, mic check. Si wongo. To me, it just stopped.
You're very active on Facebook, sis.
Yeah.
Maybe Facebook stopped being appealing to me.
I think it's a generational thing.
Yeah, I think so. So me, I'm more Instagram and Twitter. But I created a Facebook, Juzi, a mic check, because now we can be able to monetize. So I'm friends with Khaligraph. I know K-Force, no Joanna, to Jonge in a while. But I know him for a while.
Okay.
Khaligraph, I'd say I will speak. Si wangea. Khaligraph, nimemjua since before Yego.
Yeah.
And even when he had the studio in Buruburu, he was one of those artists who always welcomed me. Always.
Okay.
Like me nilikuwa na pull up. Anytime tu nilikuwa na pull up stu and cheze mangoma, tuna hang out, tuna share hivyo. So he's always, Khaligraph has always opened the doors to me.
Okay.
And like the first time I ever met Kali, I was managing an event called Industry Night. The first time I ever met him, I was doing radio in uni. I wanted him to come to my show and we made an agreement. I'll come do your show on radio and in exchange, you'll help me get a booking in uni because I was also involved in a lot of events in school. And since then, imekuwa tu, you know, ad biashara, we've done a bit here and there. So mimi, his Khaligraph has always been nice to me.
Okay.
I don't know, Miss Jota Leona Nini in me ama Nini, but he's always accorded me respect and he's always opened his doors to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, kusi statement, you, what made you think he was talking about Kali? Because when kiangalia dear rapper, at this point we're just rhyming words, we ain't saying nothing or speaking to no one through our music. And I've come to realize, like, through Kenyan music, we make a lot of happy music, Like, kunatu, kinulizaga, like, the reason why TZ is bigger than CC, the most simplistic thing I'd say, we have more happy music than sad music. Sad music sells. I don't know why, but that shit just sells. There's a reason why Adele sells all those records. Like, people, there's a reason why reggae is that huge. So, Mufil ni kama ni evil. But so, ni kisiki hapa, niko like, this is not just about Kali. This is about, like, I could just throw my finger here and I'll land on a rapper.
I don't know, maybe it was easy to say Kali because he just put out a song. Maybe that's one way. You know the thing with rappers being easy, my subliminals. I like what J. Cole says, like, I'll be very straightforward with it. Like, it's like, when someone can about the call ID, our one person shooter. Basically ni kuna wale wenye ni straight, like when Kendrick responded ilikuwa straight, you know I'm talking to you.
Yeah,
but a lot
yeah.
of rappers don't do that. So Nizima subliminal. So there has to be a reason why Kali felt that he was being addressed. Mimi the only thing that comes to mind is he just put out a song. But also Khaligraph and K-Force have history. Wamedisiana before. Ngomea kwanza hiyo this year K-Force iline bamba ilikuwa inaitwaje?
Ni Tukila King.
So they have history before and I'd understand why, you know, Khaligraph occupies a space that a lot of rappers in Kenya would wish they would, because we don't have a lot of rappers who are that commercially successful level. So naturally when you get to that level, it makes sense why Kali would feel evil. But I don't see how, apart from the song that just came out, Bang Bang.
Okay. I love when you bring up say, so tuambie, because me ukiniambia, I talk about like J. Cole and Kendrick, I know nothing about these dudes. Like, kuna wase najua understanding, like Mwafrika is a rap fan, like I'm a hip hop fan.
Yeah.
But you ask me to name 5 Kendrick songs, I'm a 5 J. Cole songs. Yeah. 5 Drake songs and Chaparis has.
So unasikiza nani my youngins? Because sasa wewe kama unasikiza tu old heads. Why?
Like I just listen to, I think because of the hip hop that I grew up around, it was not about, I feel like Squeezy, you have to have that either drill, trap style. So people are more obsessed with flows than what the fuck someone is saying. Me, I'm more obsessed with what you're saying. So it might sound really good, but if you're saying nothing, I'll be there like, sawa tu when any, because to me this was the music that gave me hope when I was somewhere poor in a Kenyan ghetto. Niko nasikiza kina Tupac, nasikiza kina Big, niko like these people would paint their life for me, and their life would not be this perfect life of so when I come to kina Drake, I'm there, I always feel like if everyone loves it then I have questions about it because I feel like kuna a lot of sheep in the world. But yeah, I don't know. I just now I decided to listen to the beef. Apo sita kudanganya. So nilienda nikasikiza your 7-minute drill first. I went to the 7-minute drill. Listened to it. I was like, "Oh, this is what they call diss tracks now." Then went and listened to your verse ya nani. I was like, "Shit, I'm coming from generation here the takeover, Jehovah."
Jehovah.
To this shit
isn't there?
Yeah.
So me, this is what I'd say, man. One, I'd challenge you. Kendrick is an amazing MC, and kama wewe ni more of the content that you're more attracted to. Then there's a lot of Kendrick projects that you'd like if you get the time. Good Kid, Mad City is a very good project. Then ukiangalia kama even Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, which is Kendrick's last album. If you listen to it as a body of work,
I think I listened to it. The one that has this one sex song where he breaks up with a girl.
Yes.
I love that song.
Sasa, if you listen to its entirety, top to bottom too, I think that's an album that is going to be very instrumental in what the culture uko iko sasa. So you have a lot of now like the Migos and the Nani who, for me, I'd consume some of the songs that would be very successful, like Bad and Bougie, just for the vibes. But come on, kusikiza proper albums, J. Cole, Kendrick, akina Joy Badass. There's young guys who have really good content. Actually, there's a famous tweet on inakuanga Twitter on Fridays, and waso wana posting wanasema, "Today's Friday, I'm not trying to listen to any J. Cole."
Yeah.
Because J. Cole ni msa kusikiza. So me, I'd challenge you, listen to those young guys. There's young guys when ni wanoma sana. Kendrick for me, no, for Drake for me, and we say this on the pod all the time. Drake is a pop star who can rap. So yeah, amefika level yenye he's a proper pop star, but it just happens that his background is hip hop. So for him, what the kind of music you'd like to hear, see maybe what you'd be drawn to. But Kendrick's akina Cole ni wanoma sana. And then hizo songs una mention 7-minute drill, those are not diss songs. Hata ukiona hiyo 7-minute drill, he's not really dissing Kendrick, and he even says it. It's just a warning shot. Mpaka anasema, you know, this is a nigga I fuck with, like, but you know, if you come for me, like, it's just a warning shot. Even Kendrick's thing ilikuwa tu just a response. So those are not diss songs. But this song yenye mimi najua mwisho proper ilikuwa Pusha na Drake. Ilikuwa gwe, ilikuwa this. Hii ingine tu ni wanapapasana tu hivi. Like, bado ijafika bado this.
Because hiyo imenikumbusha.
Ni warning shot. So kawuli zifikira ni this. No, that's not a this.
Zizi, but he apologizes. Najua hukua na phone so ujui. Ali apologize.
Akasama?
It's the lamest thing he's ever done.
That's the lamest diss track.
Put your hand up if you think Kendrick is one of the illest people. I'm like, fuck this shit. I come from Illinois.
Oh, damn.
Fuck you and your kids.
But why would you say that? Yeah, whatever.
And your kids. Okay, so I'm going to quote you like a certain rapper who I know you don't know about. Okay. There's a white rapper called Apathy. Me picking come to white rappers and all that rapity rap, we're going to rate Apathy above Eminem. What if you're going to be cheesy? But kuna kitu Apathy had said, how did y'all really expect me to feel when y'all sweating Kendrick like he reinvented the wheel? Don't get it twisted, it was ill. He definitely got skill, but y'all remixing Control like it would get you a deal. So kulikuwa na watu kama sisi wale, like if you are rap aficionado or whatever, where you consume more than what's in the mainstream, akina Kendrick and J. Cole are literally nothing. Unajua, like ile, if you go digging for music, though? Like, if you go digging for music, like, because mwambia gatu, I like listening to music that I miss listening to.
Okay.
So, I'll miss listening to Jay-Z, The Blueprint.
I like that album.
The Blueprint. More than even, na hii ita sound kwa saying, ine kama blasphemy, but more than even Reasonable Doubt. And Reasonable Doubt was lyrical kabisa. But we feel like Blueprint was more whatever album. It was about finance. It was about, it had more content, more subject matter.
Yeah.
So with that, you know, I feel like these new generation rappers, like it's just about that whatever. Like it's about making a hit and sounding like you're the best more than what the fuck are you saying? So yeah, that's when I feel like it come to rap. When I hear people say like, oh, hip-hop is dead. Even when Nas said hip-hop is dead, I was like, fuck you. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Mainstream hip-hop is dead. But underground and whatever, hip-hop has never died. There's always...
What are you talking about?
Hasi, wanaweza toka. Saki tu funny.
Wanatoka aje. Wakibaki na hizo manini deep. So hizi system ya mziki content I sell.
Mm.
So lazima utafute maybe angle za kupatia wase content na bado ufanye ufanye mziki yenye.
And understand your side. Block.
Mm.
Understand
but your side. But also there are artists who are nini doing underground. Yeah. Nani alikuwa anatuambia there's a band ni BN.
Yeah.
Alikuwa anasema kuna band nyingine hata watu waijui.
Yeah.
So maybe neck. Kutoka kwa block huko hivyo majuu ni different because unapata ni wasee wenye you won't get them in your feed.
Yeah.
But ukiangalia shows they are booked the whole year.
Mm. Yeah.
Na check. Mm. So I think what's portrayed as you know rap to you know yenye si consume na yenye unaona kwa media but if you want ni kama ushaenda this restaurants eh?
Yeah.
Unapata there are people like rich people wanna dine kwa the back kitchen. Unashangala like, why can't you just sit kwa restaurant?
Yeah. Mm.
There are people who like taking it back to the basic na bado wana enjoy that.
Yeah. Yeah.
From straight from the consumer to his end.
Because so, like I tell you of a rap group. Kuna rap group inaitwa Atmosphere. Mm. And the hey, the lead
group zako.
Yes.
Muziki.
Excuse us.
Muziki kutoka tu kwa studio na wewe
peke yako ukisikia. The lead rapper ni msanii anaitwa Slug.
Okay.
Slug is a millionaire. This is an underground rapper but he's a millionaire. But take like this alafu sili ati kujifanyisha mimi ni millionaire because I own record label inaitwa Rhymesayers. Rhymesayers even released album ya Dilated People. So of course you know Dilated
People. I know Dilated People. Yeah.
But take. So you know kitu natai kuonyesha like kunao wanini but sasa unja from the outside even Tech N9ne unja Tech N9ne is a millionaire blah 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 so you have all those rappers who've ended up reaching hizo levels za nini anafili kitu ni hiyo design ya bila wasusa mati the three greatest rappers Drake Kendrick J. Cole and then like the three most commercial whatever but it's okay
metrics are not change
I think that's nini because that conversation will always be there. The same way, if we go back in time, it's always going to be Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah.
It's going to be Jay-Z, DMX, and Nas. Jay-Z, DMX, Nas. Yeah. Jay-Z has always been there.
Mm.
Yes, somehow he never goes away, which is a good thing for him. Eminem pia waga hapo. Eminem watu semaga, Eminem outshined Jay on his own track. Did you feel that way?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Kwa, what is it called?
Renegade.
Renegade, no.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he outshined him. I think to the ear, probably because he's all rhymes and anini. But if I pick verse to verse, he akum outshine.
People just skim through it. Eh?
Yeah, do you fools listen to music or do you just skim through it? I don't think he outshined him.
Mm.
Yeah. But okay. It sounds nicer because of just the way Eminem's verse is set up. But come on, bro.
Yeah, alafu I think...
Listen to the verses, no way.
Vile Nasa alituambia. Nasa alituambia, yo, Jay-Z ali... Faso wako, uli outshine. Unajua pia Nas told people that. Siji, Eminem killed you on your own track.
Yeah.
So everyone just followed what Nas...
But isn't that an easy way to get at somebody who you're beefing with?
Yeah.
The white boy.
Yeah, alafu kuna nini stick to musicians. Is this story niliona nikasema hii lazima nitakuuliza. Ilikuwa ni Boutros of course ana launch album yake this weekend
eh? Mtindo.
Yes.
Yeah.
So alikuwa amesema I like all the women, people who I can have a conversation with, at least a conversation that makes sense. Maybe 35, 36, 37.
Yeah.
So as a young dude, do you like all the women?
I like all my women, bro. All the women are nice, bro. All the women are calm, nini. But also you know, I like a nice 25-year-old mwenye pia every now and again tunaweza enda tujibambe. So yeah, mimi cut across, I think balance ni muhimu. You know, just jawa mwafu kama wewe. So mimi naweza tesa bado. Older women, yeah. So me, I like my older women. But also, you know, But also, I like the young women. I think I just love my life. The way I like to live my life is just a love perspective.
Yeah.
And this perspective I can only get from older women, and this perspective older women can give me. So
do you know the funny thing when people say that, I don't think I've ever fucked an older woman than me.
Like,
come to think of it, yes. I always feel like
you're not gender number one in your next life, one
year. Itakuwa either nimemwacha na 1 year ama they are much younger. Like they are younger, they are few, whatever. Of course, me sikapido fulani, but they are younger. But sijai nini? coming to think of it, because I think maybe it's because the fact that usemaga women mature earlier, so they'll have some bullshit that I don't want to deal with. I'm like, we kwenda huko.
So agenda number one in your next life niyo.
Where the older, find an older woman. Ulame, ushaipata, umekuachana miaka ngapi?
Maybe six, seven.
Okay, okay. How's the experience compared to the younger ones?
How's the experience? I'd say different. Me, I've had younger girls who the sex was amazing.
I've had even
a few older women who the sex is amazing. I think it goes down to venye mtaelewana, what you like, what I like, how we make the whole thing work. So I don't think there's one way because older women give better sex, ama younger women give better sex. You'd be so surprised. Kwanza young people say easy with access to, unajua someone's a kudinyana mapema, they have access to a lot of sexual information about sex that we are probably not privy to. So mimi I like what I like, man.
Pia mimi kikama to my dem, of course, na nini, but nikilen kwa na assume aga kazee, I like the different flavors. It may happen too, just coincidentally. I've never so even same chini, like nikiangalia body count yangu, a few things that I see. Number one,
unajua body count yako?
Yeah, of course najua. Swezi sema in public,
but unajua,
yeah, I used to keep records.
I
used
to keep, unauliza like you lost count?
Not least. The funny thing is kuna wale Swezi kumukata sura, and that fucks with my mind.
Really?
Yes, kuna watu naweza pitana na yeye na sikumbuki sura.
Kwani nyamko madinyana sana? You have track of your body count?
Maybe.
Yeah, I keep track. See, at it quarter dinner, corner dinner. You know, your time here, time at Tinder and whatever. So you can't compare with our time. Our time was a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Pia, even at some point, I hope umefika level ya away. So kuna wale, of course, you say no to, like, nah, siwezi kuneni. You don't take me there. Let me treat you like a brother or a sister. So now. Kunao, but apart from that, of course, kuna ile like, so neza nini, but saa kuna wale sikumbukagi sura zao, because I know the number, but there are people who I can't remember their names and I can't remember their name, but the number ni kuna keep track.
Mi si sura, like, but ni kusahau. Na sahau, like, oh, maybe nione kitu nikumbushe about that person. But niko like, I need something ya kuspikeyo nini memory. But sura siwezi sahau.
Wewe ni shaweni wa sasa? Kusasa uwezi kumbuka? Nini watu wa Tinder?
No, I've not done Tinder. I got on Tinder once.
Yeah.
When we started doing the pod, because Moss and I, we just got on Tinder for the vibes. Say you wanted to fuck anyone, man, just for banter. But I've never it is online dating, man. It's just that mimi by the time I'm just beginning to make a bit of money, I'm in uni, I was young. Mekwambia, like me, I had my phase where I was wild kidogo. And then sasa you suddenly have all this freedom and nini. So of course I had a lot of sex at that period. But saizi, no. Which is something that when I look back, I'm glad. Because saizi mean mechiltu. Saizi inisumbui, like I can say. Yeah, kwanza, me, I think something that has really helped me become who I am is I was able to have a lot of strong women figures in my life.
Yeah.
When you really, you know, correct a lot of things that I was socialized to believe as a young person, a manini. So without those strong women figures in my life, I'm sure you got to falaflani to natembezi streets.
Yeah. Okay, me so at 29. So
been there size yet?
At 29, I was active as fuck.
You're very active.
I'm actually
active.
I think
I'm not just what I was at 22.
See, me at 29, I was a hoe. I was just as a hoe as I was at 20. I became a hoe at 24. And I was a hoe for 11 years, still 35. 35 when I can retire officially.
Yeah.
And right now, sex does not move me as much. Like, I used to do crazy stuff for it. I'd go to places, been involved, nishambi watu, been involved in a car chase. Yeah, na shaini ambia, aliambiwa na karao fulani, I was being tracked because I fucked some dude's girlfriend. So I did all that bullshit. But so saizi, it's one of those things where whether I have it or not, it's an issue to me.
Gotcha.
And nafini kama, so nikiona kama Buddha, like someone is in their 50s, 60s in a sex scandal, I'm like, what the fuck were you doing in your 20s? And you are, so me, I mean, is a co-advice still continue being a whore till
I'm in the streets. I'm not a whore, but I'm in the streets.
You have to, whatever, get it out of your system. Ukishafika certain age usikuele mse unaonekana ukiwa ndeve unajua like me ukiwa niona niko ndeve pale jua the drink was spiked and I didn't know whatever was happening but Mwafrika as a sober person like nikileave when I leave Nairobi or whatever I'm not trying to fuck anyone just at some point like ukiwa yoma mapema like in life mimi nilikuwa gatu hey buda jonda but like ya kudinya cuz I don't drink so all the focus yangu yote ilikuwa hapo so kuna hiyo nini so kuna alo mesa usura do you feel guilty about it?
I don't feel guilty about it
mimi so kwa bwana watch podcast oh I'm a podcast fan hi haukumbuki na yana kukumbuka
na mimi I don't feel guilty about things that happened in my life sababu zimeni said in a way or another and also me on my reality is my reality I had my big hoffers I did and that is just it so I don't I don't feel guilty about it I can feel guilty about you know everything cuz you know na sasa if say I had all this other weird sex life amanini and then maybe something that I can't even proudly talk about here then maybe I feel guilty about that but mimi my sexual experiences have just been nice I don't feel guilty about it
yeah.
I didn't lie to anyone that I loved them and cheated on them you know I don't have those
okay
if someone
okay.
believes that my girlfriend but I have four other people on the side amanini I've never had those
so
anyone I've been involved with it's been clear from the jump we what our agreement is so I don't have that's why I don't have people to atakwambia oh we are ndanganya oh taxi you'll never it is just taxi scandals nini you won't see that so me I've always been upfront from the jump
okay una plan ku settle amazi not see yourself picket fence iko Kenya
I probably could but it's not something that it is a priority for me it's getting married starting a family having kids no it's not something that it is paramount kwangu so me is more of if I meet somebody and it makes sense for both of us and we want to have whatever partnership we decide I'd be very open but sitting ni kitu yenye saizi na kwambia I want to get married in 2 years ama nini na me saizi naishi to life mwaf
I'm
enjoying life I wake up every day I have things I need to do I do those things to the best of my ability then face the next challenge keep it moving but sasa mambo ya settling down is not like in the back of my mind
okay.
could happen if that changes tomorrow sawa but as it stands now no
yeah cuz it just happens like pia mimi nilikuwa gaiva nikana be home say that fuck hell
no you're planning to settle at 50
Kwa 50?
Yeah.
I was planning. Kwa sato luka like utakuwa mezeka. I'm like, no, let me just enjoy this whole phase as much. Because one of the things ile musa maga, like if there's something that really calms a man down is new pussy. Like there's just something about new pussy.
New pussy is nice, bro. Even up to date still excites me. Yeah, still excites me. Up to date, to collect shit.
Unamkanga tuko. Ruta mongeza ushuru. So kuna hiyo. Alafu pia kuna ile freedom. Because... Mucho kwa Chris Rock as one of the best comedians to ever walk planet Earth. Kasa hizi kila mtu amempatia Dave Chappelle the goat status and I'm like
ata
I don't think kuna
nimempatia.
I don't think kuna any Dave Chappelle nini special that fucks with bigger and blacker na gani. Hizi zake za kwanza za Chris Rock.
Hizi za 90s.
Yes. Bigger and blacker and which
but sasa manze season za kitambo mafu. Hizi miaka zote.
Si ndo nakwambia unajua you have to
Yeah.
Upite your level. Yeah. So there are two things that Chris Rock alisema that to me are classics of all time. Eh?
Yeah.
Number one is men don't have platonic friends. Like if you have a girl who's really beautiful, at the back of your mind you wanted to fuck her, akakurusha hapo, you take the whatever, you're like sawa.
That's not true though.
You know it's true. No, like mpuka bisa. Mimi at some point unataka kumdinya. Like apatie na iko sober 100% sober akupatie unamdinya
no me
kama iko ish ni utakuwa like
no me have like really pretty women but mostly like older women wenye sijaifikiria kuadinya ama sijaifikiria vitu kama hizo And we're really like good friends. We look out for each other. Some of them are even married. We're all friends with their husbands.
See, they are married.
It can happen.
See, they are married.
Was I'm a single? Nako.
Yeah. Single, I'm supu.
I'd see why.
Utanini. Na cheki. Because married, fucking with people's wives, there's a dude who's ready to kill you for that shit. It's never worth it.
Yeah.
Ile true design ya Snoop. No pussy is worth blah, blah, blah.
Gotcha.
So kuna hiyo. Alafu another thing ile Chris Rock alisema ni men don't settle, we surrender. So with this in mind, what I think Chris Rock kumaanisha na hii story ni hakuna mse ukaga chini anasema you know what, I'd love to get married. We think about kids because you want the legacy and that's animal nature. So the animal in you wants you to leave something behind.
Yeah.
I take it. So even when you're fucking for fun, the animal in you is like, please, please, Mwagandani, Mwagandani, you're like, ah, fuck, we've missed this one. So all that sexual urge is just nature trying to make sure that nini continues.
Yeah.
But kuna hiyo nini that we never settle, we surrender.
Eh, mimi ni no retreat, no surrender, bro.
But you understand why Chris Rock would say that?
No, I see why he'd say that. I completely see why he'd say that. Ya kusurrender yo sijui, sijafika hapo bado. But hii ingine ya platonic, I'd see why he'd say that.
Yeah.
I'd see why he'd say that. But I think it's also possible though. Because me kuna mademo nye ni wasuputu, but me is kwa interested. Lakini manishi yetu wanakava.
But utapata maybe ni msupu, wakia mikombia, my body count is 68. I'm not trying to be number 69.
Me, I'm not trying, me is jali za vitu. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just you have a higher body kumbia, count.
Akikombia body count yake ni 69, utamfuck with the same vigor as a girl's who body count is 2 or 3.
Yeah, kama, kama
ndi. Yeah, strong dude.
It's well rested, me chill and I really want to fuck. Same.
Okay, but now you'll have to be rubbered up, eh?
No, me, I have, mostly have safe sex, mostly. Say 90%.
Your
10% na kuanga.
Yeah, so,
people I'm really comfortable around now.
Your 10%, then you go in number 69, you're going raw.
So, that's why it's not, the 10% is not based on your body count. I don't think I even ask ladies what their body count
Kuliza,
is.
Based kuambia, on, eh? Kikuambia, my body count is this. Because nowadays, najua, I go online and I see girls talking about, so that day I just went, and you know, I just sucked his dick.
But so wanaume mnafanya hizo vitu kila siku mwafu.
The difference is my shit can be cleaned with soap. Your shit cannot be cleaned. Your shit has to clean itself.
It cleans
itself. So if it takes 1 week to clean itself,
how long
I'm
does it
finding
take?
Finding the other nigga, it takes a lot. It's really? Not immediate. It's not
I
even 24 hours.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time. So easy my demo takwambia, no, that's not true, but that shit takes time. That's why
science. Science,
yes, that's
says it takes time.
It takes time. It's not immediate.
I don't know how much time.
But shit yet, unajoneza nda pale jo uchukue usio sutro. Uyoshe na sabuni ya omo kipande. It's clean. You move on to the next person, you don't carry. But dema kikuwa na mse mwingine alafu kuja kwako, she still has that other dude with her. You don't have the other woman.
Mibasi, I think is on kawaida size.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. Because I don't think there's many times I'd be like, oh, so when is the last time you had sex? Oh, nini?
Yeah, no,
ni kama tunataka. Maybe you fucked that morning, then meet my partner Johnny. Sasa Mr. Jua. Take him off.
So kumekuwa na podcasters and even artists that are married to porn stars. So since you don't care about body count, would you marry a porn star?
I don't think I'd marry a porn star. Would I fuck a porn star? Absolutely. Would I be friends? Yes. Would I marry a porn star? I don't think I'd marry a porn star. Because you know, Jaya, a job. Okay, like me, I don't have an issue with a porn star. That's why I'm like, me, I'd fuck a porn star very well. I wouldn't marry a porn star. Because Mimi Sasa, too, in my mind, if it's someone that I want as my partner, then your job can't be, you know, fucking for money and then, you know, post your two online for generations to come. So I wouldn't marry a porn star because of just what they do.
Okay.
You know, the same way I'm sure maybe if you went and mentioned a couple of professions, I'm sure there's other professions and end up to like, hey, in a cartoon tricks. Because that's a...
Because a lot of me say my choice of words, generations to come. Because reason afanya nakuuliza kuna rapper pia sijamsikiza anaitwa Freddie Gibbs.
I know Freddie.
So Freddie Gibbs, I was going through my news, me I just go through whatever, like my Instagram. If I see any interesting video, I share it on my stories.
Okay.
So kulikuwa na hiyo story, like there's like a former porn star who was there talking of like she has Freddie Gibbs kid. I'm there like, you're a gangster rapper, like your girl goes ana yuko na nyonya deki alafu anakuja kukiss na hiyo mdomo and then you okay
yake ama tu ni alpha sponsor then akaget mtu yeye
well ni kawa alikuwa they were dating okay. Like Dema alisema they were dating while okay. She was still doing her job so anaenda afu anakuja alafu naitandika ro sasa hiyo amepata na kina Lexi still the Lex still eh ni like z bana
hawezi
acha ikae siwezi na msa anaitwa Adam 22 unamjua
I know Adam very well I've forgotten what the name of his podcast is
No Jumper ama No Jumper
yeah so is the No Jumper
yeah.
And then he also has a podcast with the wife
oh okay
and they invite other people and then they fuck as well yeah
okay
yeah what's
called liberal up like goes back to the rapper I was telling you that I listened to and I drew a slug
yes
or atmosphere he has this one line that I say best defines me he says I'm a feminist I'm also a misogynist because the misogyny in me can never let me share a woman and you're like evil like a porn star alafu and I go like yeah ndenda kutapika kwanza before nini
ni job si akomera tu
eh what you job can what that kufa nja
and this is now the thing is I think for a porn star the only thing I'd be really keen to know about porn stars is that whether when because also porn stars love people.
Yeah.
So if their job involves having sex and that's what they do for a living, I'd want to know that when they have sex with someone they truly have feelings for, is it different ama ni same to na the way they'd fuck another porn star? Because the way they'd fuck another porn star, I don't think there's a lot of intimacy involved,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
In the job too. Hiyo ndio kitu ningekuwa ningetaka kujua sana. Yeah, but mimi porn stars maybe size in my life.
Yeah. Cuz size
says more but tunaweza fanya mambo.
Yeah. Kusumi hata kufanya mambo staki tu. So Dema mipitia. Unajua umu saa nitu wa Lex Steel?
Lex Steel?
Ama Rico Strong?
No.
Oh, you don't watch Black Porn, eh?
No, I've actually never been into porn. I never had a porn phase.
Yeah.
Even till now, I'm not a porn guy.
Okay. Wacha sasa turuke. Tuende kwa podcasting.
Let's go.
So ulijipata je kwa hii space ya podcasting and how the hell did you think you could start a podcast and who did you think would be interested in it?
Yeah. Sawa. Long story, so let me see how I can summarize this. I didn't consciously realize I had interest in. So I've always, when I look like my life, I've always had different interests.
Yeah.
Like I had earlier interest when I wanted to join the army. The first time I ever came to Nairobi, my uncle was a pilot with he was a pilot but alikuwa na fly easy fighter crafts with the Air Force.
Okay.
So when I came to visit him, that's the first time I ever saw a jet and got into a jet. Alipeleka tu there's a jet niko kwa I don't remember which base but it was Nairobi. And then they have maybe those fighter jets then yaifanyi but iko tu hapo. So I left and that was my favorite uncle and that's the coolest thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
So when I left, I always wanted to do that. Then I picked up football at some point, then I wanted to become a professional footballer. I still play up to date every Tuesday. Yeah. We have like an industry team, we play in Parklands every Tuesday. Then football became my love for a while. Then when I got into high school, now I got exposed into, I realized, oh, there's all these other things, the journalism club, kuna sana penda tu, ku invent, wana fanya ma science congress, there's guys who just like singing, they're in the drama club, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I found myself in journalism club. And I didn't realize how much interest I had in it. It was something that was very passive in my mind. And when I was in Form 4, what I did is I did like a school magazine.
Okay.
Which luckily I still have a copy up to date called K-Scope. Then fast forward, I get into KU I've never wanted to join university ever.
Okay.
Mimi nilikuwa najua when I finish, I'm going to either play football or I'm going to go to aviation, but now not the Air Force. Now I just wanted to engineer planes. Then if engineering planes doesn't work, maybe I'll fly the planes.
Okay.
So I never even bothered to research about uni. I never cared. That's the thing I blocked in my mind. And then when I finished, I ended up in KU. So in KU, I'm like, shit, sasa, what do I pick? So luckily, I scored very good grades.
Okay.
Because mimi I knew I had to score good grades to come to Nairobi because I was not born here, I didn't grow up here.
Yeah.
So mimi wale wa kukuja. So I could literally qualify to study any course in Kenya. I could apply for any course because I had straight A's in everything.
Yeah. Oh yeah, shit. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like,
This
is not let look at gazette kinuliwa hivi ni nini. Yeah, but you see, for me it was a means to an end.
Yeah.
Like all along I knew the only way I can come to the city is I have to get good grades.
Yeah.
And then I can come to the city and or I can choose to do whatever I want.
Okay.
So that was always my motivation. So I made sure that I aced school and I did whatever else I needed to do, but I always aced school. So ended up in KU, and then now I needed to find something that I could do that I liked. And the first people that I came across were the Salsa Club. So I joined the Salsa Club. Then within Salsa, now you start to meet people, all these people. You know, you think you get exposed in high school until you get to university, and then you're like, oh shit, it's a different level of exposure.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, so as you speak to different people, I'm still trying to find my footing because I've, ni first year, so unajua first year, ni a lot of introductory units. So you have a lot of time. So I'm speaking to different people, then somebody mentions and says, a friend of mine who I was with in journalism club, Kapatana uni, same university, and then we used to live in the same block. So I can be, you know, there's something I think you should try, and I don't know why you've never thought about it. Mom, Nini, I can be, there's the presenter season 2 is coming back, KTN are looking for presenters, I think you should try it. I'm like, I. He's very present anyway, you know, like, why? But he'd seen something. Because also back in uni, I used to host all the events in uni. I used to DJ. So I was around that space. But me, like, it's not because I had interest in pursuing it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I end up at presenter season 2 auditions. I remember getting there in the morning, and then we queued for a whole day. Auditioned. I did my audition, first audition, and then I was shortlisted for the second audition, which was 30 of us.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Indwele and Yakina Jamal ended up being the winners. Nini.
Yeah.
So when I got back for the second round of auditions, I remember I fumbled that audition. When I fumbled it, I was very nervous. Audition kwanza, I think Miss Junior will happen. Me, sikuwa nervous. I think now when I got the call back.
Yeah.
Like your top 30, now it hit like shit.
This is Lingen
ka freeze kwanza. Kafana take ya kwanza and ka blanda wakanipatia second chance, still blundered it.
Yeah.
I was proper nervous. So it didn't work. So in that audition, I met a DJ called Sean, who was a student in USIU, and he was in radio. And they had a radio in school, USIU radio.
Yeah.
This is the first time I know KU has a radio. So they scare. It was just dead. So me, I didn't know about it. Sean akuna be, yeah, actually, I mean, it's a radio, Ninini, I'm a DJ. So he was trying this out, and he knows even KU has a radio. I'm like, what? So when I remember going back, I'm like, shit, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go find this radio in school.
Yeah.
So I went back to that. I went back to KU Radio. Went to the office. Okay, I actually have auditions coming up. I don't remember when, but it was like in a week's time or something. I was like, so I'll pull up for the auditions. Got a call back. I've been selected to join radio.
Oh, okay.
So this is myself. There's a guy called Amos Njeru who's at Nation now. Then there's a blogger called Victor Matara, who's one of the biggest bloggers now.
Yeah.
So I want to say to Lingia Pamoja. So we get ourselves in KU Radio. This is around March. So there's a month, then guys have to close for long holiday already September. So during that period, unaingia tu, it didn't have a lot of structure. So you find whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Then there was a famous room called 313. So 313 was a room that had the fastest internet in the school for the radio. And ilikuwa room 2 ya... if you don't have a show, you can come prep there, you can do whatnot. So 313 is the room that where now I met Matara, Amos. We joined at the same time. We're trying to figure out what do we want to do. Them, they want to do mid-morning. Mimi, I picked Drive. So when I picked Drive, those guys were doing it. So when Kenge, just to learn to produce, give content, give content, just produce the show.
Yeah.
Then April comes in, also on Amaliza, I'm at home, long holiday. As the three of us decided to stick back in school and do the radio.
Yeah.
So then we realized the radio was it was just a dead station. So during this period when guys are in long holiday, now me, I push myself to Drive because it's an open slot.
Yeah.
Matara and Amos start doing the mid-morning. And then now that room 313 is now where now we are exchanging ideas. We're thinking, what do we need to do? Because we now I'm beginning to develop real interest.
Yeah.
Then we decide, cool. Let's come up with a few strategies to get students interested in radio.
Yeah.
So one of the strategies was, let's try to host celebrities.
okay.
Because people like celebrities. If guys here Octo is coming on the station, they'll tune in. Because it's a community session. It's free.
Yeah, yeah.
In a cover school, in Afrika Ruiru, in Afrika Wapi. Like, it's in Afrika Kasarani. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have an audience. We just need to get them. Mm. So, but then to collect Sasa, how do we get the celebrities? Mimi, then now I'm 2 years old in Nairobi.
Mm.
Now at the time. So I'm also trying to find myself in the city.
Yeah.
And it's a big city, bro. It's confusing, yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So during that period, I used to listen to Homeboys a lot.
Oh, okay.
I used to wake up on Homeboys Radio. I sleep on Homeboys Radio. Like, I'd wake up with Jimani in the morning.
Mm.
Then maybe if I have classes, I'd miss you. Then I'd do class 1 to 4.
Mm.
Then I'd do Ignition. Then I'd do Jump Off. Evo. Now, because of Homeboys and social media, there's something Mwalimu Recho used to do called Class in the Sun.
Yes.
So I won tickets to Class in the Sun. Safaricom was sponsoring. Then they were giving out airtime. So you had to go to Baricho Road to pick airtime.
Yeah.
So
this
day, I got to pick. I don't know why you were Aukwa Natuma
too.
Unakuchukua too, which was weird. Anyway, yeah. So I got to Baricho Road to pick airtime. Nimepotea, sijui mat, nini. Nikafika kama imefika past 5. So ofisi imefungwa. Anyway, I get there. Then Corinne is walking into the Jump Off. So ile kuongeongea, oh, I know you from Twitter, blah, 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 nini. She invited us to go do the show with her that evening.
Yeah.
Kuingia sasa off air, now that's when now proper interest comes in.
I'm
like, oh, shit. So this is something I can actually do.
Mm.
I meet also Sheila, because they do the show before the Jump Off. Kwamboka. So I meet Sheila, we talk. She was very nice, actually. Exchange numbers, nini. Then there is something called Industry Night, if you remember it.
Yeah.
Gig flani every first Thursday of the month, a full night of Kenyan music. So I end up going for Industry Night, a few editions in. She'll ask me to manage the gig. Now that is now where I start meeting celebrities.